I don't believe most people, especially believers, are very aware of God's fingers in every little piece of their lives. The Lord may not directly intervene, but He is always persuading and influencing. He was before you were born and will be after you're gone. Consider Matthew 27, verse 35. And when they had crucified Him, they divided His garments among them by casting lots. The practice of casting lots is mentioned 70 times in the Old Testament and 7 times in the New Testament, and we need to understand that the casting of lots was a game of chance, sort of like rolling the dice or flipping a coin. But consider, when God is involved, is it really, completely, a game of chance? Proverbs 16:33. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole verdict thereof is of the Lord. The Lord even influences how the dice roll up in order to accomplish His purposes. Sure, we've still got a choice in the matter, but it's our choosing, not His determining. From the situation as seen in that scripture, I call Him the Lord of the lot. For when life seems like one big roll of the dice, He even influences things to tip in our direction for good. It is called favor, and used 69 times alone in the New Testament. Noah and Moses found favor with God. Joseph found favor with the chief jailer. Israelites found favor with the Egyptians. And Zechariah 12:10 says that the spirit of favor, the Holy Spirit, will be poured out on the house of David. Favor. The Lord gives us a favorable influence as well as leaving a favorable impression. Proverbs 3:3-4. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. He is ultimately involved with everything in the life of a believer. In the conversation you had with someone yesterday, it is the Lord who brings your words of the delivering power of the blood of Jesus back to their mind. You may think they weren't listening, and maybe they weren't, at least as far as they were concerned. But God's words, not yours, but His, He brings back to their remembrance at the most expedient time. They may still choose to not listen. That is their choice. But He is offering them yet another opportunity to change the heading of their life. And don't think it all ends there. Because the Lord will bring the words back to that person over and over and from all different angles. He is even smoothing things out when we think life is hard, so consider. If He did not go ahead to smooth the road ahead of you, think how much more difficult your life would be. Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. Favor. And we all say, yeah, I know that verse, but let's think about that. The word of the Lord is more than simply letters and spoken things.
Think bigger.
It includes His preferences, standards, boundaries, and intentions, and they are all impartable from Him to us into every facet of life. He can get His point across to us from a breeze which brushes our face on a hot summer day to the visualization of a dream to come. God is involved with everyone for the purpose of pointing out Jesus who died for our sins and rose from the dead. He is involved in every little nook and cranny of life, that we would know Him, not because we are so wrong, but because He is so right. Recently, a fellow hotly said to me,
"Wow, what makes you think you're so right?"
In the moment, God gave me the perfect response. "Oh, no, no, no. I don't think I'm right. In fact, I think we're all wrong and there's only one who is right." In the aha moment of the reply, a polemic argument was averted due to one man's constant upward pointing to the sovereignty of God and the absence of a need to stand above the other guy, pointing out how wrong he was and how right I was. Pointing to God in all we breathe, think, and do lets us out of an inclination to validate and elevate ourselves. The Lord is very intentional about all He knows and does. The idea of chance, as in fate, whatever the wind happens to blow in, is mentioned 10 times in Scripture. But it isn't chance with God. Favor. He is personally and purposely involved in all we do. And just because we don't see God's actions doesn't mean He isn't doing stuff. God does nothing on chance. Chance or karma doesn't rule the universe. God does. Jesus died and rose from the dead for your karma. Chance is our word we use for the absence of any cause of events which can be predicted, understood, or controlled, as far as we can see. We mean chance as beyond human control. For indeed there are things which happen that we did not cause, but nothing is beyond the reach of God's influence. Nothing. Like in Luke 10:31. The correct translation means at that precise moment a priest was going by. But our interpretation of the translation is where we get turned around. Did you get that? There are many good translations, but our interpretation on the back end is part of our demise. In this scripture, our English interpretation points us to chance, introducing the idea of something being beyond the providence of God. And friends, nothing is outside His orchestration and providence. Nothing. Nothing. You know the person you dreamed of being when you were a child and it never happened? Yeah, that one. Consider that the Lord had a different plan than yours, and He was working long before you knew it was He that was working, in order that you could be more fruitful than you could ever imagine, and for you to be the best you possible. The Lord was in your life from even before you were born, navigating circumstances, thwarting evil, planting goodness, and creating situations for future opportunities, by even influencing what we think is chance to bring about the utmost for His highest and ours. You may say choice. Well, I say providence. Providence. For those of us who are believers, if the Lord prospers, we prosper. If the kingdom advances, we advance also. Never being satisfied to be a silent ride-along upon God's forward momentum. We are part of God's house by the blood of Jesus, and He is intimately involved in every facet of our lives, even our dream space. If from our stiff-jointed grip, our 3-foot world we live in, if we'll just let go of our own ideas, pursue the Lord to step into His. Again, you say chance, well, I say providence. Friends, because nothing, nothing just happens. So what do you think? Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.